Sandy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. It's part of the Secret Recordings Network with a special, if not rather short, news update from the D23 Expo that's just finished in California. The D23 Expo is the huge Disney fan event that runs every few years. When I talk about Disney, I'm not just talking about the parks and attractions. I'm talking about film, TV, Marvel, sport, everything that Disney is involved in. This huge fan event happens in California every few years. And for us, there is a parks panel where we usually get some huge announcements that are coming to all the Disney parks around the world. So I thought we'd do a little update on what we've actually found out from this year's announcements for us at Walt Disney World. And, well, there's not really a lot, which is why this is quite a short news update, but here is a run through of what has been announced for Walt Disney World at the D23 Parks announcement. So the whole thing started off with Jordan Fisher singing Happily Ever After. So we kind of knew where this was going. Yes, Happily Ever After, the nighttime experience, the beloved nighttime experience, is coming back to the Magic Kingdom next year. So when the 50th celebrations finish, the fireworks will also change as well. So no more enchantment. Happily Ever After is coming back. Huge fan favourite. Meanwhile, over at Epcot, we didn't see this one coming. They're also getting a brand new nighttime experience, Harmonious, which I'm going to be honest, I really love. However, that is also going to be replaced next year. A brand new nighttime fireworks show coming to Epcot next year as well. Also, more news for Epcot. If you're a fan of Figment, the whole place went wild because we thought there was going to be a bit of an update to Journey into Imagination. No such luck. However, there will be a Figment meet and greet coming to Epcot. Yes, there was back in the day. You could meet Figment and Dreamfinder. Well, Figment's coming back to Epcot. Although we're going to have to wait until the end of next year before we get to meet Figgy. I don't know why it's taking so long, but end of next year. End of next year is also the date that Moana Journey of Water in Epcot is going to be open as well. That's been, well, work's been going on that for years. If you go to Epcot at the minute, it's a bit of a construction site, so we are going to have to wait over a year before that gets finished. Also, in terms of announcements over at the Magic Kingdom, we did get a rough date for the opening of Tron. Now, Josh DeMauro showed us a video of him riding Tron, which they've been building for 100 years. It's still not going to be ready. Even though he's been on the attraction, it's only going to open next year. Spring 2023 is the date that Tron should be opened at Magic Kingdom. I don't know why it is taking so long. In terms of big announcements, concrete announcements, that was it. Nothing on Fantasmic. A few other things we're expecting. Maybe we get some news on Rock and Roller Coaster that was rumoured, or a nighttime parade for Magic Kingdom. Nope, we didn't get any of that. We did have at the end some blue sky thinking. So some things they were kind of like letting us into a little bit that's currently in very, very early planning stages. So we found out, first of all, over at Animal Kingdom, there's going to be a redesign for Dinoland USA. Well, there isn't really a lot though at the minute. There is going to be a Zootopia and or Moana theme coming to that area years to come. If Tronies are going to be opening in 2023, then I don't even know when these plans for the new attractions at Animal Kingdom are going to be. We're talking, what, 26, 27 even? And then also at the end, there was a little bit of news for Magic Kingdom. Again, planning stages, blue sky thinking, very early stages. What is at the back of Big Thunder Mountain? Well, there could be a brand new area where we can visit Coco, Encanto, and maybe Disney Villains. Again, very early planning stages. We're talking years to come, if, of course, it happens. Oh, also one other thing as well. Of course, Splash Mountain, we're getting the new redesign of that, which is going to be end of 2024. We'll get to go on Tiana's new boat adventure. So that's it in terms of Walt Disney World. That was the news from D23. Not really a lot to report. And there is a brand new park opening in a couple of years' time at Universal. So I don't know, maybe Disney are not too worried about that. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Don't forget, we've got brand new podcasts coming out every other week where we talk to you and lots of other people who love Walt Disney World. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Hit that subscribe button. We've got a brand new podcast coming out in just a couple of weeks' time. So a week on Friday is going to be our next podcast. And we do have a great guest on that. Denny Sunderley, who you might know. She was a member of the Diz team. She's also now working for Give Kids the World, which is a great charity over in Orlando. We'll talk to her about Give Kids the World. We'll talk to her about Walt Disney World. We've got a great episode coming. So hit that subscribe button. We'll be back in just a couple of weeks' time with a brand new episode. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.